This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, other effects of eating less. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab on Ivy English Radio. And so obviously today has a very obvious title, Other Effects of Eating Less, and this is during the holy month of Ramadan. And so these in a sense are also effects, they're very obvious, but maybe we don't even think about them so much. But they actually have also, in a sense, deeper meanings and sort of very great benefits that go very deep indeed. So you can imagine and just think to yourself, I don't know how it is with your families or friends. Now, obviously, this applies both to suhoor, applies for iftar, and for sure also applies to the special meals, maybe at Eid. But let's just talk first just about the day-to-day meals, in a sense, but nothing in Ramadan is really day-to-day because it is special, the suhoor and the iftar meal. So obviously, if we're spending, let's say, a lot of time preparing quite lavish meals or big spreads, whether it's for suhoor, then especially for iftar. So I don't know, maybe you've observed, for example, people in your family, maybe you see your mother literally slaving away the whole afternoon during the last hours of fasting, preparing some huge meal for iftar. And you know, maybe some other people in the family are not engaged in that, and maybe they're spending extra time reading the Quran or making dua, and just think for yourself, well, I mean that's not really fair, is it? That you know, obviously, because this was the one point I was going to make. If we're spending huge amounts of time during the month of Ramadan preparing food, and that maybe is preparing the food, setting table, and then clearing away and washing everything. In a sense, we're also taking time away from worship. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IB English Radio. So I'm talking about some of the very obvious effects of eating less during the holy month of Ramadan, but that maybe aren't focused on so much. For example, the idea of just spending a lot of time preparing food, that obviously, in a sense, we might be cutting away time from our worship. We might be cutting away time from just, you know, having deeper, meaningful conversations with family members, with friends. We might be cutting away time from just that quiet time, that silence, really just remembering Allah in silence rather than being busy in the kitchen for hours to prepare all this food. Now, and then there's another point, of course, in a sense. So fasting has this other sort of good thing. I don't know if this applies. It goes with the other point I've just mentioned, because obviously if people are preparing huge meals every day, both for suhoor and iftar, maybe this doesn't apply. But imagine yourself, in theory, if we're eating less, that also means we should be spending less money on food during the holy month of Ramadan, in theory. So that means, in theory, we should be able to give more money for charity, to the poor, to whoever is in need, even to family members who maybe are facing hard times. So that's another point. So obviously I always meant, well, maybe these are several reasons for avoiding these really big lavish iftar feasts. And you know, I've attended maybe iftar. I've attended different types of iftar. I've attended iftar that were very simple. You know, one meal, just one dish. And you know, obviously, whatever people have some milk, people have some hot water, or sort of tea, whatever it is. Just the water to break their fast, and just a couple of dates. So, and I've seen the frugality, and I've seen the total opposite. And yeah, but maybe these two main points I mentioned give you just some ideas on some of the other benefits we have during the month of Ramadan. So I look forward to welcoming you to another episode of A to Z here on Arabian News Radio, and farewell for today. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.